Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Good morning, everyone.
It's
running commentary here on Hampstead Heath, out for a bit of a trot.
We're trying to get a little bit... I want to tell you about my traily 10K. So we've got a vague sense
race report.
Of trail would be good, wouldn't it?
That would be nice, yeah.
Let's trot. Let's
just have a little trot.
So, but before we get to that, Hampstead Heath, we're going to go what?
Just a little one. Just a report. Just a little loosener.
Half an hour,
just
3 miles.
Straightener. Chat about the holiday running. And
so,
all that.
Yeah, tell it, because you were running the heat, weren't you?
Well, I wasn't. I was in Paxos and Corfu.
Yeah.
The first day I got ill.
That's funny, because they're my solicitors.
I'll tell you what, Paxos is amazing. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I spent a lot of my holiday just driving kids around who'd injured themselves.
Right, great.
So the first day...
Hey, your kids are injuring themselves a lot.
Well, yeah, the first day... They all had a few drinks, and one of them, my daughter's boyfriend, dived in the swimming pool.
Ooh.
Next to the big sign that's saying, don't dive into the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Not only did he dive into it, he dived into it without diving with his hands. So head first, he dived into it. Smashed his head, 8 stitches. So I had to drive him to the one medical centre on the island whilst feeling ill. Wake up. Dr. Costos, which is ironic because it ended up costing us a lot. And he got
lovely
eight
coffee though.
Yeah, he got 8 stitches.
Yeah.
And then George hired a moped 2 days later.
Yeah.
I said, listen, you can do it, but you will fall off. He said, what you want a bloke? Just moped be fine. And the bloke hiring him said, have you guys used these mopeds before? The other two had, George hadn't.
Yeah.
George fell off.
What?
Yeah, I know.
That has come out of nowhere.
I know, exactly. Who'd have thought it? That's everyone in the world.
That's great tough love from you, though. Yeah. Well, you fall off it, then you'll know.
Yeah, well, you will fall off. So he did fall off. So that was another trip to Costos. And he's all right. Superficial.
Hey, let's
superficial
party.
Scrapes.
Yay!
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Balloon party!
One green balloon. So he fell off. Was he badly hurt? Was he all right?
A lot of scraping of his shoulders and skin scrapes. He was okay. He was just very... He was in a lot of pain.
Yep.
You don't want to see a kid in pain. You don't want to see a kid in an inevitable pain because you just knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you don't want to see a kid in pain, but you do quite like saying, I told you so.
Well, I didn't because it was so obvious. But I did do some running. But because we were caught up in the...
He just ran onto a green grassy sward.
Very nice.
It's gorgeous.
It was a heat wave in Europe. And the heat wave was called Lucifer, which is an indication of how serious it was. You know you're in hot conditions when it's called Lucifer. And I'm good in heat, but not intense heat.
Yeah.
So basically, I just stayed indoors for about 4 every day. I had 2 runs outside. I ended up doing 3 runs on a treadmill. And that was it in 10 days.
My son... last couple of days it's been about 18 degrees.
Yeah.
And if you do anything, it's so what? I opened a fridge in a shop to get something out and he put his head in. And I said,
that's what I'm like.
We're going to Greece. It's going to be 40 degrees. I can cancel the holiday if you want.
It's going to be really, really.
I won't have fuss.
Are you going to Greece?
Yeah, yeah. Next week, after the Lake District, which is where it's going to rain, and he's going to love it.
Yeah.
He's like a kind of Jolly Morrissey.
Oh, it's going to be really... I mean, we arrived... Everyone was hilarious. Everyone was in the plane and the flip-flops and shorts.
Yeah.
Straight into that day of just all-day rain.
Yeah, yeah.
We just went back to pouring rain for like 8 hours.
Yeah, of course you run. Yeah, it was. That's the very definition of a rude awakening.
Yeah, it really, really was.
So, sorry, 2 treadmill runs and 1 run.
No, 3 treadmill and 2 outside, so nothing more than 10K.
Yeah.
A lot of fast stuff on the treadmill. And I managed to resist getting really drunk too often on the... We were on half board.
Yeah.
And it was just a fantastic holiday.
You were half bored and the rest of the time you were drunk.
Yeah. A lot of the time we were indoors. Me and Rudy stayed indoors all day while my daughter and son and wife just got a real bake-off.
Yeah.
They like to really char, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
George ended up looking like Muggy Mike. You won't know who he is because he was on Love Island, but horrendously tanned. Ridiculously tanned.
I love Muggy Mike. I love that everyone will know him. Just the thought of anyone here going, oh yeah, Muggy Mike.
Muggy Mike. And so what have you been up to then? Because I've been kind of ticking over, albeit at quite a high level in terms of tempo, but not doing much mileage.
Yeah, I've been trying to get my week-on-week miles up.
Yeah.
And because we went out... a couple of weeks ago now, we did that 10 mile down to the river.
Yes.
And you said to me, I was saying, I want to do steady, you want to do this and do it in 7:15s. And you said, you'll just trot down and then go back as fast as you can, you know.
Right.
I did that on the old Parkland walk 7 mile from my house.
Oh, no, it's okay.
It's a big cheat, you know, I come up past where you live. It's 3.5 miles and 3.5 back.
Yeah.
Slight uphill on the way.
Yeah.
So when I turn around, and just shoot back down. Anyway, I did that. Tried to set a pace.
Right.
And maintain it. And I did a 6:10 mile.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's great, man.
That's putting a little...
That's fantastic.
Well, it's all what you said about what I should be doing. And I wanted to sort of measure it and see if it was... Let's go this way.
Yeah.
Look at this.
No, but that's something that... I doubt you've ever done that in training and rarely done that in a race.
Yeah.
That's real breakthrough stuff for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really think, I mean, the stuff, it's that classic thing of, we've said it all before, but I'm actually finding it in real life for the first time, is I'm really feeling, someone got in touch online and said, how's the, what's it called, Hanson method thing going? And I realised that I haven't gone that way at all.
Right.
I'm really trying to do what you were doing, mix up my distance,
just mixing
up the miles.
Yes.
And, I mean, I just really get now that if you want to do a fast run, a good slow run, even quite a long one, a day or two before,
yeah,
unless you actually kind of injure yourself or really tire yourself out, it's the best warm-up.
Yeah.
Because you get loose, you get strong.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm doing about 30 miles a week, and a couple of weeks ago that was with several long ones, but this last couple of weeks it's more
just loads of short
running ones. Often, but I don't like running every day.
That's fair enough.
I don't.
We've got a thank old Pete Norris who responded on Facebook when you said just how to run a faster marathon. He said, a simple point, but valid.
Yeah.
Just run more miles.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is true. It's just how your body can take it, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's how you want to do that.
Yeah, and I've realised now that trying to do the Hanson method, I'm partly trying to bottle what I was already doing, but it's also trying to cheat it, you know, trying to get around that basic truth. Let's go left. I'm trying to get us lost again. No, I'm not.
Shouldn't be too difficult.
Yeah. So, it's gorgeous.
So loads, so a bit more mileage.
Yeah.
Varying the pace.
Yeah, and I did...
Leading us
and
to
I was all over. I did an incredible, lovely run in Wales.
Yeah.
And one along the canal in Sheffield. All over the place. So, yeah, so I got to Cannock Chase. And is a great run.
So the Cannock Chase is a 10K race.
It's a 10K trail race. Right. They're very clear that it's going to be...
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't... The conditions were good. And it wasn't very muddy. But it really is... Properly up and down hills.
Right.
And quite, you know, even the just surfaces were still reasonably challenging, you know.
Yeah.
And that was really good because...
A lot of people running it?
Yeah, there's lots of people. It was a lovely event. It was a funny experience for me because I got there in time, but there was like a bit of a traffic jam to get in.
Right.
And if you saw online... But I went to, I thought, I must go to the toilet. I was heading for the start line.
Yeah.
I lost my music player.
Right. Yes, you left it on the car, didn't you?
Yeah, I found out much later.
Okay.
It's just on the roof of the car. This is me looking, Yeah, I spent a long time before and after the race walking around in the field looking at the ground. Meanwhile, I was next to a white car.
Yeah.
And it was on top of it.
That's so funny.
It's so stupid.
It's almost a senior moment, but it's too early to be a senior moment.
Exactly.
It's on its way to being.
And I had the, but I thought, oh, well, that's okay. That's the right thing. I'd had the thing the day before, in fact. Or well, 2 days before, I was in Wales, and I set off for a run, and I thought, I was just about to turn my music on, and I thought, I take the Wales on board, and you know, make sure you don't get run over by a tractor.
Yeah.
And that was great, but it is, you know, it's been said before, but I, you know, the music in my head just plays.
Yes.
So it's not like I'm not listening to music.
I had one of those the other day where I was thinking, let's just go for a nice run in the country, get all my kit off and go out in the woods, and then I realised I was totally naked in a multi-storey car park in the middle of town. Just weird, isn't it? Just crop up, don't they, those moments?
Like, yeah,
I think, where am I? What am I doing?
You could call that a senior moment. This is what's up to the. We're in the gardens of Kenwood House now. So essentially the heath, but it just gets that a bit nicer.
It's really beautiful and
wild.
It's
like being in a painting.
I consistently underestimate Hampstead Heath and how gorgeous it is.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I very rarely come here, but
when the sun shines.
So
Cannock
Chase is a. It's a long-running event. It's been going a long time.
It's the fourth year, and it's a big deal, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a real running scene. You know, it's like, look, people get in touch with us saying, you're doing any other Midlands 10Ks?
Right,
you know?
Cool.
Because that's the scene. You know, I'm like, well, yeah. I don't live there, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
If you don't know Cannock Chase, it's an old, it's a deer park, you know?
Right.
So it's an ancient sort of hunting ground. So it's like Richmond Park, really nice kind of light woodlands, not sort of oaky, but kind of piney.
It's a bit similar to Woolerton. Is that Woolerton Park where we did the parking?
Yeah, more countryside than that,
right.
More heathy.
Right.
You know, it's bracken. There aren't big swaths of green. It's all trees. There's a field where you start,
yeah.
And the rest is running through woods and past ponds and things. A lot of the time, the way it's laid out, there's a track like this. We're on a gravelly, hard track now, and you kind of come across it and go up the
right.
Hill on a kind of muddy track between bracken, you know? It's really
great.
Good. But, yeah, so I was just there. I was late getting parking the car. About 10 minutes to the start. Lost my music player. Thought, that's okay. You know, embrace the moment.
Yeah.
Went to go to the toilet. Realised there was a huge queue.
Oh, no.
Got in the queue.
Oh,
they started doing the countdown for the race.
Oh, no.
Starting in 5 minutes, two minutes.
No,
and saying to the other people in the queue, they'll
hurry
wait
up.
For us, won't they?
Hurry up.
And got to, said, the race will begin in 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
So I thought, oh, okay, well, I'll hold
attention.
On.
Right.
And I quit. I really literally, within the last 30 seconds before it started, I went back, cut through the fence by the start line, got a little bit further back, and off we went.
Without going to the toilet?
No.
Ooh.
So I was going on pure bladder power.
Ooh.
And it starts off downhill. It's like this. It was a big track with loads of people, so you run along the grass on the edge of it. And going off really fast.
Right.
But...
Well, everyone was. You just got caught up in
well,
it.
Well, I was, and obviously I wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking if you get... Everyone, let's just get a picture by the art.
It's quite a sort of... There's quite a giddy joy in that sometimes, isn't it? Just the idea of like... We're all running too fast.
There's nothing to be done.
There's something fun about it, though, isn't it?
Look at this. We'll come back
comic.
Out and run past Kenwood House. But look how gorgeous that is.
That is beautiful,
morning.
Isn't it?
That's really great.
And look at that kid running there. That's nice to see. He's doing sprints, that guy.
That's good. Oh, yeah, nice.
Doing some sprints.
And then I'll selfie it so you can see what's behind us as well. Right, there you go. And it's a nice... I think that's a Barbara Hepworth. It might be a Henry Moore.
Should we find out? Let's see if we have a little look.
Why
don't we come here more often to run? It's weird, isn't it?
It's
we spend
place,
most of our time on canals and stuff, don't we?
Yeah, well, canals
which I do
too.
Like.
But it's
but this is like a set of Downton Abbey or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's have a look.
Try and represent it physically.
Two priests.
Henry Moore is
figure.
Henry Moore.
Henry Moore.
Yeah. Never mind your Barbara Hepworth. What was I talking about? Right. On we run. Yeah, so you hammered off down this big grassy hill, and you drop down. Early on, there's stepping stones,
right.
And they say you can go through the river, you know, but be careful.
Right.
But the stepping stones are massive, and it's fine.
Yeah.
And then apparently one person went through the river, but frankly, on the day, that was a bit of a pose.
Yes.
That was not necessary.
Yeah, what was a bit too kind of...
It's a shame, really.
Outdoorsy.
Somebody saying, I want a bit of tough mudder.
Yeah.
But then up this hill, serious long hills with steep climbs, I went past this bloke who, and this was obviously particularly noticeable to me, who often runs listening to music, he was going...
I love those guys.
That's really helpful because you've really got to get quite far ahead of someone.
Yes.
So I did.
There is that genre of runner whose breathing is so annoying you have to either slow down or speed up radically.
They should make it an event.
Yeah.
Like the breathy runners get ahead of Britain's most tiresome noises. He was the natural sequel to Garlic Man. Right. The garlic stinking runner in the Inverness Half Marathon. Those guys are really inspiring. We're now getting into the final scenes of Notting Hill.
Yes, of course. Where they're shooting that film and she's having the conversation off camera about it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yes.
Who was that rather different young gentleman I saw you with? Oh, him, he's no one.
This is just a plot point to, you know,
yeah, this is
reach
just
the conclusion.
Fuel
the end.
The final act of the film. So I overtook that guy.
Come back, Rob.
And I really noticed that it was talking of mixing it up, you know, that trail run thing. You obviously, when you're going up hills, I'm quite keen to be good about changing down the gears.
Right.
Because you burn so much fuel if you go up a hill too fast, you know.
Yes.
But equally, once you're in a run event, it's quite hard, you know, you've got to listen to your body and not compete too hard on the climbs. But equally, they're serious climbs, so good runners were walking, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought, I can't do that, so that's a good impetus to slow right down, because I'm going to run on principle, but I can't run fast, it's too steep.
Yeah.
But then, like you were saying about going downhill, I get to the other side and start running downhill, and, you know... I'm a big bloke.
Yeah.
And you just start going really fast, and it's like suddenly your hands are flapping around.
Yes.
You go past the marsh, you're going, whoa! And I don't know how.
No brakes!
No brakes!
Yeah.
And I was really, you know, I was scared I was going to fall and hurt myself. I was aware that it wasn't what people were doing. But equally, physics seemed to be inviting me to do it.
Yeah, you've got to, if you can, throwing yourself downhill is great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an easy time, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
You just catch up easy.
I enjoyed it a lot, and it was really, and it's also this thing of, setting a good pace, you know, all bets are off.
Yeah.
A minute ago, I was going as slow as you can run.
Yeah.
And now I'm
out of control.
No brakes!
Yeah, brilliant. That's exhilarating, isn't it?
Yeah. So that was really good, and there was a lot of that, but I didn't, maybe I'm just not as good at hiding it as the others, but I didn't catch anyone else doing that. Everyone was just going steady. Oh, look, four magpies by the lake.
Hello.
It's just a better class of park, isn't it? Four magpies, one for sorry, two for joy,
and
three
then
for girl.
This guy just watching the magpies, just waiting.
Wish I had white bits.
Yes. So you didn't catch people up, but you
doing
just
quite well,
faster.
Yeah. Running fast on the hills, but not looking cool with it.
Yeah.
And then I had to stop and wee.
Right.
It's a big long hill. Oh. Took a few people. And I thought, it's no good. I'm going to...
Right.
And maybe, you know, the thing is, you've got to factor it all in. That meant I got a break.
Right.
So I probably ran pretty well, but, you know, it probably helped me in the second half. But it was a huge wee.
You weren't tempted to do the old Tonky trick?
No.
I suppose
but it's
no
nice to go there and people,
that.
You know, people do listen to the podcast. So when I chatted to other runners afterwards, they asked exactly the same question. So you didn't do what Paul would have done, did you?
I love the way that it's become a trick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I said, no, I didn't bring my German sponge.
Yeah, the illusion. So you probably lost a good minute there.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I'd only give it 30 seconds, but as I finished in 45:30, damn it, could have got that 45. But then it's a trail run, you know, 45.
It's good.
30
it's
is not. And it's quite nice,
trail,
exactly, because everyone said, that's a good time. And I'm just getting used to the idea of that being a good time, because that's not a fast 10K, but then I haven't run a trail 10K for me, you know.
It's good to run a variety of races, isn't it?
It was good doing that thing because I lost loads of people who I'd clocked when I stopped for a wee. Then you're coming past them again, including, of course.
Are you having a wee? Are you having a wee?
So I got him and...
got him, pushed him. And then pushed him in the
interesting
lake.
Interesting thing about the old walk up hills is there was a woman in front of me. Look at the skyline, London skyline, yeah, up ahead there. That's fantastic. I don't think that'll come out well in the picture. It's like something out of a sci-fi film.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Yeah, and there was this woman, she was going really well. And I spoke to her afterwards, she said she had a bit of pain in her knee. But anyway, there was a real... Oh, that's right. No, I'm jumping ahead.
Right.
There was a long, steady, slightly downhill bit through the woods from about kind of 5 to 7K.
That's a nice
section. It was lovely, really good timing. I made a nice contact with a guy called Stuart, who I was running right near. And then we went past these people and they went, "Go on, Stuart!"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Hey... how about me?" So, and then some other people said, "Go on, Rob." And anyway, we created a real Stuart-Rob tension.
Like it.
And, but then, yeah, and you're thinking, but you know, you've already learned enough about this run to know that that they're not messing around. There's going to be another massive hill, you know.
Yeah.
And at 7K, so, you know, you're running
starting
hard in a 10K.
Starting to smart,
you're going to feel it. Even if it was flat, you'd be feeling it.
Yeah.
And at 7K, you turn right and, oh, that was a hill. That was the hill. So I kept running. I kept thinking Stuart's going to overtake me, but he didn't have room. And then more thinking he's probably relieved that he can't get past because it's so steep.
Right.
But so this woman who was running well, she's up ahead, and she walked up that. And as I went past her, she said, "Oh, well done." And I said, and I quote, that was all I had.
It's so kind when people stop off mid-race to encourage other people.
That's right. But also, in terms of what you do with the race, you know, I got up onto the... It flattened out towards the top onto a track.
Yeah.
But still uphill. As soon as she hit the track, she started running again. She overtook me.
Right.
Straight away.
Wow.
And then I ran. There was a long hill after that, downhill. And by this time, I'd completely gone for the Phoebe off Friends. Flailing run down.
Right.
Couldn't catch her then either. Really worried that we were going to have to go up the grassy bit at the end.
She was pretty swift.
Yeah, I was going to say, so, and she'd walked up the climb, so it just goes to show.
Yes.
If you need to save it, save it.
Yeah, there's no shame in walking up a steep climb.
No, if it's going to, you know. And I was running well, and I was, she definitely, we weren't racing in an angrily competitive way, but she beat me like a good one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was the great relief at the end was I thought that it was going to come back up the grassy hill from the beginning.
Right.
But it didn't. It came out. You were still sort of on the hill when you came out. So the finish was really nice on grass. And even on grass, it was bumpy.
Bit of a sprint, did you?
Yeah, I went for a sprint finish. Definitely have more access to different paces than I used to.
Right.
So I could feel that. Oh!
Got away with it.
Okay, yeah, I chipped over. And I nearly pulled your shorts down, didn't I? That was the fun thing.
That was very Hampstead Heath.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I was in the woods and I stumbled.
But you're okay.
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
kind of nearly.
Yeah, we're okay.
That was the closest I come to actually falling over, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm always falling over.
So it was a proper trail and really good. And if we can fit it in, we should do this next year.
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah.
Let's go up this hill. Talking of trails, if we're going to trail it up, I see a hill, I say climb up it. So then, that was last Sunday, and that's, I put that in this week's miles. I did 30 miles last week. And I thought I'll just match that because I've got a busy week.
Yeah.
But I'll take a couple of days off because there's quite a lot of impact from running that 10K fast over hills, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd run 6 miles Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I ran 6 miles on Wednesday and Thursday. And then on Friday, your man said, the important thing is to get lots of miles. And it was literally 10 minutes after I'd gone, oh, I can't be bothered to run today. This way.
I'll tell you one trick of getting a really freakishly high mileage week, if you ever want one, just for a laugh.
Yeah.
You do 2 Sunday runs, but you do your second Sunday run on a Saturday.
Ah.
So I did 1 week last training cycle for London. I ended up doing like a 72-mile week or something.
Yeah.
But it was just because obviously it's the same week, but it feels like you've nicked it from the following week.
It is interesting.
You have a rest on a Friday and then do another long run on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And it is like you can't.
Well, that's the upside.
It's the same week, but it feels like.
Yeah. And my week, my 30 week, didn't include that 10K.
Right.
So that was good. But, you know, last week my miles were great if you push the Sunday back.
Yeah.
But I think the other thing is that, of course, you know, the upside of me, and I really, it's sort of, it's not just the training thing, it's just, you know, I love a run.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the actual psychological love of the run is tempered by running on a consecutive day for me. I just go for a run, and the little philosophical bit of me that loves running says, yeah, we did that yesterday.
You did this yesterday, yeah.
It's like eating your favourite food. If you had it yesterday, it's not quite as much of a treat.
Especially as you get, as we're getting older.
Yeah.
You've just got to be aware of that rest and recovery thing.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm more than ever before, it's completely, if you run harder, you run fast.
Yeah.
You're going to know you did it.
Yeah.
And you've got to be aware that you did it, because you might know you did it after some delay.
Right.
Like a 4-day, I had a, when I, before the 10K actually, but in the long, as I pushed the mileage.
Yeah.
I started, my left foot started cramping up.
Right.
Just have to hop a little bit and it's back. Drinking lots of water, eating salty things, what are you going to do? But, you know, it just cramps up.
There's certain things that happen.
And I just hoping it wasn't going to happen during gigs. I don't just want to suddenly have to start hopping.
Have you seen that new bit in Rob's act, the hopping? It just seems to happen really spontaneously.
It's like a counting horse.
It's really real. It's really authentic.
Yeah. I was hoping I was hopping it'd stop.
Yeah.
So.
So that's good. You're in a good place.
It means I need to get the miles up. You know, I need to do longer runs and less often.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I'd love to get the mileage right up, and I feel strong. But just in real terms, I don't know how. I don't think I'm going to get much higher than 30 miles a week, just from fitting it all in.
I just won't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's just extending your long run every week.
Yeah.
Doing a bit of tempo elsewhere.
Yeah.
Keeping fit and healthy. We'll go for a run once a week.
I'm in the Lake District all next week.
Yeah.
I think that'll kill the miles, but there'll be a lot of trail and ascent.
Right.
And I'm in Greece the week after that.
That's good. So, he's going to be hot, mate.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, mate.
Yeah.
That'll be hot.
Yeah.
I ended up going, when I did run, I ran between 8 and 9 in the evening.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I feel, I saw Susie Chan the other day. I think that I've learnt what New York is going to be like. It's, you know, it's those long hills.
Yeah.
Less charity runners, but great support.
Right.
And a ridiculous, boring, cold early start.
Yeah.
And I'm going out on the Thursday and come back on the Monday. I think the upside is that if I have to get up at 4 in the morning, I'm not going to notice because
you're in that
I'll
zone
be on UK
anyway.
Time anyway. That's yeah. Right.
I think that's how a lot of people do it, don't they?
Yeah.
And of course, you'll be travelling first class.
Oh, yeah.
So that makes it nicer.
Yeah, Chris Evans bought me a ticket.
Yeah.
Straight down across here. Come on, dog run it. Woo!
Down a little hill. Very nice.
That was a
dog running whilst pretending to be a dog.
Yeah. Although my sounds of theoretical joy, just I realised how scared I was sounding. So I think, how far have we gone now?
Well, we stopped 2.5-ish, is it?
Something
like that. What are we on?
Oh, yeah, perfect. That was very good, 2.5.
Right.
He knows. Tomkinson knows.
It's funny, isn't it, the awareness you get of time and
you do.
Distance.
You're like a Yoda. That's impressive. I thought we'd gone 8.
Yeah. This has been a real flappy jog. Chatty chat dog run.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been nice.
No pressure on time whatsoever. Really slow, real loosener.
Yeah, and getting to pass and going, let's go up there.
Yeah.
That's a nice feeling.
Nice little wander run.
I think when it comes down to it, if you're going to be running in London, this is pretty much the only place you can do that near the middle of town. You know, just really mix it up.
Yeah.
Go through the woods and up the hills and
have a coffee, fall over, pull some pants down, sprint on.
Yeah, exactly. Just
see a dog.
Chip and tug. That's all I do. I fake up a trip, and as I go, I make sure.
Oh, I've fallen. Oh, sorry.
Oh, look where my hand was. Oh, I turn into camp talking heads.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, look where my hand was.
Oh, I fell.
You may find yourself in a shotgun shack.
I tripped into your crotch and stayed there. Whistle park attendant.
Yeah, just stopping myself.
Parky.
Naming him. Yeah, it is a bit, particularly now my shirt's in it.
So I definitely want to come here and do some swimming at some point, but that would be a different park.
Yeah.
That would be a different podcast.
I've heard that the swimming here is wild.
I've heard it's
well,
gorgeous.
We get some technical difficulties with the podcast. I think swimming is just going to be nigh on impossible.
It's going to really annoy
Steve, isn't it? I bet when I tugged on your shorts,
of course you did, yeah.
Made the podcast go...
We need to address the occasional technical glitches that have sneaked into...
Thank you for staying with us.
...previously.
I think I've worked out what we can do.
Unparalleled podcast in terms of technical...
prowess.
Yes. But it's gone a bit pear-shaped.
How did you get it, by the way? You parked?
I drove up, yeah.
Okay.
How about you?
I'm going to get the train.
So I think you live somewhere.
I'm near the station, and that's the car park. Where's your car?
It's just down there.
Great, let's head for that. And get to 3 miles.
Yeah, so we're looking to get some new technical gear.
Yeah. Just well, I've worked out how we can fix it. We need to stop running while we're doing the podcast.
All right, yeah.
If we just sit in a house.
Yeah.
Be right,
I don't think that would work, you know.
No,
I think we've set our stall out.
I know.
We're the guys who run and chat.
We've got our thing.
We run chat, yeah.
Capital
we
T.
We definitely want to get some... Let's try and get some good athletes in this period after the World Championship. Just see if we might be able to get some elites who want to chat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Post when they're not in a heavy period of training.
Absolutely.
This is the time to do
it. We need a Jerry Maguire character.
So I'm going to chase a
pavement. Hey, I was in the West End. We went to the Royal Academy.
Yeah.
And my wife said, oh, she's got nice running form. This woman went running. You know, because it's Piccadilly. It's all tourists and everything. This woman went past and she was an excellent runner. And I said, oh, well, I know what that is. And it was World Championship athletes.
Really?
Who must be staying down
of
in
course.
Park Lane.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And,
in the Neurovirus
Yeah,
hotels.
That's it. Later in the day, we found out that she was probably running back to the hotel to get to the bathroom.
That has been a bit embarrassing, hasn't it?
The Usain Bolt thing. I mean, there were some shenanigans around the World Championships, hasn't
yes,
there?
Yeah. I found
But Mo's moment was pretty special.
Mo's moment was special. I mean, a lot of people pointing a finger at Mo as well. I mean, he's slightly besmirched with association.
Yeah.
But the Gatlin thing, I thought...
I'll besmirch your association.
I thought Gatlin was a bit...
He
looked great.
Irritatingly. Lightly tanned, top off.
I thought people were a little bit too judgmental of Gatlin.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like, if he's allowed to run, then he's allowed to win.
Yeah, yeah.
It's either one or the other, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You can
either
take
let him win or you don't, you know.
That's a kind of dark reading of it's not the winning, it's the taking part.
Yes.
When we said that, we meant you mustn't win.
Yes, exactly,
you can
yeah.
take part. But isn't he a guy who got in trouble? He's trouble, though, isn't he? He's an unpopular character. He's done bad stuff.
He's not
off the track as well.
I don't know, but he's not liked. He's not popular. And of course, his biggest crime was he's not Usain Bolt.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact is, Bolt was in no shape to win it, and
he didn't want him out. And he didn't. Bolt didn't mind as much.
Bolt knows him. They're
yeah,
fine.
Exactly. There you go.
There you go.
Nice
That's dealt with that issue. That was lovely.
Dealt with
the doping, scandal.
Let's take a picture of us next to the... Look, I mean, it's just gorgeous here. There's a fruit stall by Hampstead Heath Station. We're coming back in here.
We're coming back here again. We'll be
back. I'm going to keep reporting to you about the stuff. Next term, we need to do... You're going to come out with me for a long...
We're going
to
do a long one.
We need to do a long adventure.
Yeah. 20. Yeah.
I've got an idea for what we should do for that. Yeah. Maybe we should go out to Hayes again, like we did at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
But do it... Start from there.
Run back.
Come all the way back to town along the canal.
Yeah.
And then carry on like all the way back to our houses or whatever. Look at that picket fence behind us. It's just perfect. Hampstead. Oh, I've fallen and I've grabbed your shorts.
Oops. Oh, beg your pardon. The only problem with that plan is that we have to go to Hayes.
Yeah, that is a downside.
It's quite hard to get upbeat about that.
All right. Well, we'll work on that. Yeah. And all those listeners from Hayes.
Oh, with apologies to the usual caveats.
traditional.
In no way undermining.
No, we don't want to put down, if you want to live in an awful place, that's your prerogative. Thank you.
Get in touch with us, RunCompod, on Facebook. We try and get back as much as we can.
Oh, 100%. We're always there.
We're always up for a chat. Thank you for your tips, Pete Norris. Someone got in touch this morning and said they're running around Rome and they were talking about the
beautiful
holiday, Venice.
Yeah, send us pictures as well.
I want to see that.
We also apologise, but we genuinely, it's great validation if you say we're making you laugh, messed up your run. That's really what we're aiming for.
That's what we're after. And we will. Any technical issues, we don't worry, we're on it, which means it'll get sorted sometime before Christmas.
We'll see you out there on the trail.
Yeah.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.